Hey folks, my name's Captain Liam from the beautiful yacht, Motor Yacht Unbridled, the 191 Trinity. It's available for charter. We're currently in Sitka, Alaska. I'm in Montreal. Contact Northrop & Johnson, contact your favorite preferred broker. And this week's Captain Chat, we are honored to have Charles here from the Yachting Investor to talk numbers, but also to give people and crew an idea of kind of the challenges we face and the silence that is the second part of our industry and our businesses. What do we do with our money? Welcome, Charles. Tell us about yourself, brother.
Thank you very much, Liam. I am honored to be here. You've come on my podcast before and we had a great time. So I'm sure today will be different. So my name is Charles. I'm another South African yachtie. I've been in the industry for 6.5 years. I'm a first mate on Motor Yacht Curfew. I've been lucky enough to been on the program for 4 years and it's been incredible. I can't really foresee myself working anywhere else, to be honest. And I have had a very keen interest in personal finance and investing since I started out as a deckhand. The first owner, the first boat I worked on, he stuck a book on finance and investing in my hand during a nav watch. He told me, get off your phone, read this instead. And that kind of sparked my interest to learn more about personal finance, investing. And I'm very blessed to have had the aha or light bulb moment very early on. And realize that, especially as the younger cohort of yacht crew, we have an exceptional opportunity to put all of our disposable income to use, kind of educate yourself on investing and making sure that you don't waste money. And that's what sparked me to start financial literacy amongst, to democratize literacy among crew and kind of show them how easy it is to manage money yourself and create a life of abundance for everyone around me.
Well said. And it's working. We're seeing the difference. You're seeing 1,000 subscribers now. Your Instagram's going. I keep reading the book. I've given the book to my son who's 16 now. And I'm going to pass it over to him. And because it's not really just about yachting. What yachting offers people is this really unique opportunity to earn a good amount of money without expenses. But what's the biggest, the first question I had here came to Instagram is what's the biggest mistake you see? Let's say crew within their first 1 to 3 years. What's the biggest mistake you see yachties who have just joined do?
Honestly, I think it's the falling into the lifestyle trap is what I call it. So the keeping up with the Joneses mentality is really intense for yacht crew because we get exposed to high net worth individuals. So you see that the guy that owns the yacht just spent $1 million on a weekend in Saint-Tropez, and then you justify spending $1,000 of your hard-earned salary on something like a Gucci bag. So that's something that happens. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's pretty heartbreaking to see how many deckhands have Rolexes but don't have a mortgage. So I'm pretty intense about that. And by no means is anything that I preach like trying to starve you from enjoyment. Life is short. Sometimes things can happen and you want to be able to say, I've lived a full and thrilling life. But unfortunately, the stats don't lie. Not enough people stack away assets in their youth to take care of them when they're older. So that's the main thing I see and kind of just people coming into yachting without a plan. Yeah. And if you don't set clear goals or have clear intentions on what you're wanting to achieve, everything becomes just on autopilot. You earn, you spend, you earn, you spend, and no one really takes care of it.
Yeah, true. And I'll be honest with you. I'll be vulnerable because I've had some great challenges this year and met some really interesting people on this Captain's Chat and in my personal life. And someone once told me to be vulnerable. And what I'm trying to say here is that for the first 10 years of my yachting, I've done it 25 years now, brother, but for the first 10 years, you're exactly right. I just travel. And I was blessed to work with great crew. We had great times. We went to great areas of the world. And I did eventually get a mortgage in Australia, and then I moved to the Dominican Republic. But I look back at that decade or even that 2 decades now, I'm like, I just did an extra 10%. If I just took an extra 10% and not spend it or an extra 20%, I would have been a lot further ahead in my life. But you can't trade behind you. You can only learn. So my advice to people out there and crew is speak to Charles, speak to the Yacht Investor, speak to a lot of other people in this space because this is not financial advice from me, but there's a lot of tools now that people have access to. So tell us about your book, because that's another one. We could have an ebook that's come out here, the Yachting Investor Guidebook.
Yeah, so what I did was I kind of compiled everything that I've learned and on my personal journey I've experienced. And big disclaimer, nothing I do is financial advice either. Educational and informative. I don't have hedge your money. So for that reason, I need to tread, you know, on the side of caution. Yeah. But what I'm really passionate about is showing yacht crew that you don't necessarily need a financial advisor to take control of your finances. You can do all of it yourself. So me creating this ebook or digital asset is kind of giving you the to sell, because very little time to figure out the nuances, drop down every rabbit hole like I do in finance. I just happen to be interested in the topic. So what I did was I compiled something that I call the Yachty Financial Playbook. It's totally free for all yacht crew. Like I said, I aim to democratize financial literacy. And what this entails is what I call my 7 SOPs. So we all work on boats. We have certain standard operating procedures on board. And we need to make sure that we follow certain procedures to do our job safely. So same thing with our finances. The 7 SOPs entail setting clear goals, eliminating bad debt, taking advantage of tax-free savings accounts, having an emergency fund, and then step number 5 is where it all gets really exciting. And that's where we move into the hyper-accumulation phase. So that means us as yacht crew have extraordinary disposable income because we don't have normal living expenses. A lot of nationalities like us as South Africans are lucky enough to be exempt from tax in most cases. So you sit with a large heap of dollars ready to be activated. And what I call the hyperaccumulation phase is making sure that excess capital gets deployed into different assets that can start growing. Because the superpower we have is not necessarily those free dollars, but it's time. Time in investing is our greatest asset. It is the multiplier that creates compound interest. And compound interest, like Einstein said, is the 8th wonder of the world. So,
bro,
I'll really, really hammer down on that.
Sorry to interrupt you here, mate, but that is beautiful words. That is words of wisdom. The 8th wonder of the world. It's very insightful.
I'm glad you ran out with that. And that was my aha moment, is when I started playing with a compound interest calculator. If you put in all your variables, like your initial deposit and then monthly contributions and interest rate, that's just something. But once you start changing the years, which is your exponential part of the equation, you start seeing what compound interest does over time.
Understood.
I'm very, very accessible.
You've talked about South Africans, but all these tools you're mentioning, they're available to all different yacht crews throughout the world, correct? In different countries, or do you kind of trend to more offshore accounts? Where do you see the trends going? Not that it's financial advice.
So yes, thank you for that. So what I've done with the playbook is it links to a bunch of newsletter articles that deep dive probably residence brokerage accounts, which is not available to people from the third world like us. So we have certain limitations when it comes to who we can invest with. So what I'm trying to do is, over time, as the yachting investor grows, as my knowledge grows, and as I find more partners to team up with, is to give people as many options as possible so you can choose which product and which investment fund works the best for you. There's no one size fits all. You know, my situation as an unmarried 29-year-old without children is very different than you that is married, has a mortgage, has children to take care of. So I don't really provide blanket recommendations. But what I do is partner each person with a specific financial service provider that I think might be a good fit. And from then on, the ball's in your court. At the end of the day, it's your money. I can only recommend and tell stories about what's worked to take accountability and take charge of it. And since I launched the Yachting Investor, I've been really blown away by how many people are willing to take that first leap. The coaching calls I've been doing has been incredibly eye-opening because people come to me really vulnerable. Each one is a very different scenario. And then I forge a relationship with this person to kind of build their way, see how many of the seven SOPs have already been completed. And then at the end of the day, say, there you go. The hard work is done. Now you just got to be patient, and you got to persevere, especially during times of turmoil. That is really important.
Yeah, that's good advice. Honestly, the reason I resonate with you, Charlotte, is because your advice is so real. And that's what I find that a lot of people in that space of investing, they kind of stick to their one thing. Okay, it's Bitcoin or cryptos or different spaces. But here's tools that are available for you, but make sure you use them. But the one tool that sticks out for me the most, above compounding interest, is the patience. Because that's the thing that I've kind of learned over my years is, for the first kind of decade of my time in yachting, I'd buy a house or apartment, fix it up, sell it. But I'd lose the time. I'd lose the growth that would come over a 10 or 15 year period, you know, and the value in the asset. So over my years now, I'm like, all right, I buy something, I really want to hold on to it for like a minimum of 10 years now and go through the highs and lows, you know?
It's really important.
Go on, Charles.
Sorry. So one thing I wanted to add there, the patience, that is especially a big issue in our generation, you know, millennials, Gen X, Gen Z, whatever that we get called these days, because of the universal trend of instant gratification, right? Yeah. People want immediate results. Some of the people that could climb up in the coaching call say, okay, give me the next hot stock to buy so that I can double my money. I'm like, mate, I don't have a crystal ball. That's not what I'm trying to achieve yet. You need to be able to be patient and to not seek instant gratification and just let it deal with it. Let it do its thing. Hey, stop stressing.
Yeah, true. But there's also the other aspect too with the financial advice in terms of what you want to do to succeed. Like some people want just a block of land and build a house. Like we had a beautiful first officer on board that would not go out. He would simply work hard months, days, years, and he'd save his money. And then over the time I was working with him, 2 years and 5 years on the boat, he built a house and he furnished his house. He bought the land, built the house. And I was so proud to see him go through that journey. And then he's on another journey now, but it was like, that's a success story. So I see all these success stories in yachtings, but it's only like 10 or 20%, I want to say, of yachties that really listen and put that into play. Most times you're right. We fall into the trap. We work hard. We play hard. We go out, we have a good time. We spend some money. We, you know, whatever we do on our weekends and all that. So I think it's pertinent advice. How can people get a hold of you, Charles?
So if you go on my Instagram at The Yachting Investor or website www.theyachtinginvestor.com, there is a blip letter, which is 100% free. I've built tons of tools like the financial playbook and budgeting calculator that you just plug in your own data into Excel, totally free. I've built little PDFs that send people to podcasts, etc. So that's the best way to reach me. And on there, I've recently launched a coaching aspect, which is my first attempt in the Yachting Investor at monetization, because everything up to this point has been completely free to all crew. And at the end of the day, time is money. It is nice to be recognized if you think that you can add value to people. And it works on a very interesting model, which I've never heard of before, but I'm using it. And it's called a pay what you feel model. So it's The humor, I can't say the word accordingly. That's a big word for an Afrikaans boy.
The one you said about, was it destigmatized financial language? What was that word?
Democratize financial literacy.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. All right. No, it was a pleasure having you on board. I know you're a busy person and it's San Diego and it's a beautiful day. I just want to finish with just saying thank you for what you do for crew, because I see so much in yachting is about everyone else. It's the charter brokers, it's the clients, it's the, you know, the different people in the industry. But it's really great to see people like yourself kind of in yachting, still actively focusing on the crew, because I really felt like that's the core for me in my industry. I've sat and worked beside so many people that I'm just like, these are good people. And then they branch out into different businesses. So from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate what you do. I really see it. And I spread it to the crew of 14 on Modeon Unbridled. And once again, it's not financial advice, but it's a tool you can use like everything else. You know? What's happening
in
your
personal
life, Charles?
Well, Charlie boy over here just got engaged last weekend. Can you believe it?
Oh, I am. You're not married and kids. And I'm like, hang on, it's coming.
It's coming for sure. No, on a personal life, honestly, I cannot be more blessed. I feel like the most blessed man alive. Got an awesome job. I've got an awesome project that I'm keen on. I met a wonderful woman that I know I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. Yes. And I live in San Diego now, which in my opinion is the best city in America.
Oh, so it is heaven.
Life is Gucci.
It is heaven, mate. Well, what you give in life is what you get back. And you're giving goodness and you're giving positivity. So it's good to be a part of the program. And I'm up in Alaska for the summer, but I'm coming back your way. I look forward to catching up, going for a run, jumping the cold waters there before Unbridled heads down to Costa Rica and Panama.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for your time. You got any guidance to give young crew how to get a hold of you? Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, the website, The Yachting Investor. It's a pleasure to have you, Charles. I'm Liam, Modeon Unbridled. That's Charles. Catch us on any of those platforms. Any questions, let us know. DM us. Time to get back to work, Charles. Thanks for your time, brother.
Here we go. Thanks, Jim. Have a lovely day.
Respect, man.